American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Good afternoon. And welcome inside the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone, all of it being presented to you by X Insurance. You see the logos behind me. If you're watching on the Facebook live stream, thanks for doing that. We appreciate it very much. Thanks. Make sure to get a group thing going, okay? Make sure you like and share those posts. Thousands of you, tens of thousands of you by the end of the week see these videos, and it's great. If you're watching on your television screens up in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, thanks for jumping in with us. We're at home with you, all right? And on dozens of radio stations across the country and on the podcast. Great to be with you today. Got a great program lined up for you today. I'm going to stay on the Democrat platform to take away your guns today. And I'm going to do, and I've also got, I got video with audio, but I can't play it for you. I hate when that happens. People say bad things on video. It's lots of satellite radio moment words. But I'm going to set it up for you and play some Theater of the Mind with you. I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, joins me now on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense on the Armed American Radio Network in the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. How you doing there, Andy?
Mark, it's so good to be with you, my friend. Congrats on everything and kicking butt, and it's so good to be with you again.
Oh, man. You know, it's all work in progress, brother. We got so much, as you know, a lot of fun things getting ready to go down. You know, by the way, I have this AAR polo on, really nice shirt, and I get a lot of requests for it. It's all coming. Just hang in there with me. It's all coming. So if you want the AAR logoed polo, it's pretty cool. We'll have it for you in the near future. Andy, you want to play some Theater of the Mind, brother?
Well, I like it.
All right. I'm going to take you, we all know, picture in your minds, if you will, the McCloskeys in St. Louis, Missouri. You know who they are, Andy, right? The couple waving their firearms around outside their home during a peaceful protest of hundreds of people who are violating and trespassing on their private property, right?
Yes.
Okay, they've been charged. By the way, the gun feed still has that fake headline up. That angers me. So if you want to send them an email or something and tell them to pull that down, listener, that would be nice to do. The McCloskeys have been charged. It's not going to go anywhere. The charges will be dropped. The DA or the attorney general will handle that. The governor will pardon. They're never going to see the inside of a courtroom. I don't think they're going to spend much money, probably not much more than they already have to make this go away. But, Andy, I want to – so you picture that scenario. Now I'm going to set up another theater of the mind for you. Private road with a black SUV blocking the road. Three individuals in front of the SUV. Two of them with rifles slung over their shoulders in a low-ready position. Not pointing the weapons that I can see at anybody on the video. I don't see anybody pointing a weapon at all. And when you hear from the whoever's taking the video, they are peaceful protesters, all dressed in black from what you can see from the video, all rapidly advancing towards this SUV to try to get down this private road. And there's a lot of yelling and screaming. We are peaceful protesters. You're the ones that have guns. And somebody with the gun says, that's why you're peaceful, because we have guns. And somebody says, we're not trying to do anything. We're peaceful. And a woman standing at the end of her driveway says, go protest at the governor's mansion or something like that. This is a private street and a private neighborhood. Get out of here. We're peaceful. We're not trying to cause any problems. You're the ones with guns. You're the ones with guns. When you can hear in the background somebody yell in the distance, I've got a license for it. And the woman says, screams out, we're peaceful protesters. You're the ones with guns. As they're all retreating and going back where they came from. So, Andy, I want to ask you, in that situation, I'm asking you to trust that what I told you is accurate. You can view the video yourself. Like I said, I can't play it now, because the sound will go out through my board, and there's lots of, you know, there's chatter, you know, bad words in there from time to time. Mm-hmm. Andy, I never saw anybody point a gun at anybody. I heard a protester say, you're pointing guns at us. But, you know, these folks are good at knowing what they're doing with video cameras nowadays. when they're wanting to say that they're peacefully protesting, they'll make the comments. You're pointing guns. I didn't see that. Now, it's a private road. I want your assessment of that situation as I just described to you.
Well, from what it sounds like, I mean, the reason those individuals have firearms are the exact reason why we all get firearms. It's a private road. It's a private community. They're not allowed in there. If it is if it was a public road, it'd be a totally different story. But the fact that it's a private road and they're sitting there with their firearms, just keeping these protesters, peaceful or not, out of there, they have every right to do so. And these individuals who don't like the firearms is exactly why we have firearms, to keep individuals out. So that way, whether they're peaceful or not, if we don't want them there, we don't have to have them there. And when they say, of course, they're pointing the firearms at them. I mean, just the fact that they have a firearm probably scares these individuals, because that triggers them in a way that is very uncomfortable for them. But it sounds like in that scenario, these individuals with the firearms did exactly what they intended to do, was not to cause any issues, but just to be there to show that force, to say you're not going to come down this road and that we're going to protect our private property.
Get off my lawn, right?
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn! Get off my lawn! I don't want you on my lawn. I didn't invite you on my lawn, right? You think of the grumpy old homeowner telling the neighborhood kids, get off my lawn, get off my lawn. But that's not what this is. Because the whole nation has seen protesters turn violent in Democrat-run city after Democrat-run city after Democrat-run city, one right after the other. They're all Democrat-controlled cities. And the nation has seen these cities devolve into chaos. So individuals on a private road, not in a city, this happened outside Seattle. They were going towards a police chief's house, from what I understand. I'll check on that to make sure on the location. If I'm off on that, I'll make the necessary correction. But apparently the protesters, why do you have to wear all black to protest? Why do you have to wear all black clothing from head to toe to protest?
I thought that would be kind of a blackface thing. I mean, they hate blackface, but apparently maybe they want to either look intimidating or they want to wear all black with the hoods and with the masks, so that way they can be in blackface without actually being in blackface.
Well, criminals know how. Look, you've seen many times over the years, criminals who are, you know, robbery crew will wear the same thing. White T-shirt and jeans. There'll be four people in white T-shirt and jeans. Doesn't matter what color the perps are. They're all wearing the same stuff. And they do it to throw off anybody, a witness, who might be describing, well, he was wearing white T-shirt and jeans. Half the neighborhood's wearing white T-shirt and jeans. And all four. So there's no really honest descriptive of one individual. Okay, so how many people are wearing, you know, everybody wears white T-shirt and jeans. But in this particular case, I'm going to suggest to you, it's so that they can commit violence and they can't be identified. That's why they strip down under umbrellas behind protesters, peacefully protesters that are covering for them, by the way. There's nothing peaceful about it. They want people to believe it's peaceful until they begin the rioting. So the peaceful part is a cover-up. We've seen this on video. Chicago PD showed it at Grant Park. It's not this radio host making up stories. As they change out of their street clothes into all black. That's intimidating. That's absolutely intimidating. And if you're on a private road and don't want that on your private road. Now, let me ask you another question. Where is it written, Andy, that a protester is allowed to protest in my neighborhood, in a private neighborhood, on a private road? Why do they feel they can do that?
Well, that's just the problem. They feel, again, these are the radicals to where, you got to remember, these are the ones advocating for communism, socialism, where they don't believe in private property. There's a city councilwoman that just got elected into Denver that doesn't believe in private property. They want it all to be a commune. So these protesters, the radicals that are protesting for whatever the heck they're protesting, it doesn't matter whether it's public or private. There's no such thing as private property. Therefore, it's all public domain, and therefore they should have the right to walk on anybody's property at any time they want to in order to get their point across.
Yeah, David mentions here, it sounds to me the people with guns were completely peaceful. They were. They were peaceful. They were forceful in their verbiage. Get out. You're on private property. Get out. Get out. We don't want you here. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. I tell you, there's nothing wrong with that. That's why in America, and I like your theory there. I didn't even put two and two together on that. You're correct about that, Andy. You're 100% correct. You know, we're going to take a break. I want to explore that a little bit further with you when we come back. I think Andy's on to something there that you and I may not think about in those terms as the protesters do. But you're right. Those Marxists don't believe that they believe they have a right to be anywhere. They can protest anywhere. It's not your property. It's just a street. It's brick. It's mortar. It's just a fence. That no trespassing sign doesn't matter because we're peacefully protesting. Therefore, that gives us the right to be here, even though it's yours. But we're here now, right? We'll dig into that with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, because that's why he's the voice of reason, by the way. I love it. Andy Hoosier will be right back with me here on the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Network, brought to you by X Insurance.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
You know, a great quality tactical flashlight can be the tool that stops an attacker in his tracks with blinding light, allowing you the opportunity to escape. But there's a lot of cheap lights out there, right? So we're going to help you out. You know what I mean if you've gotten one of those low quality flashlights. They're just not as bright as you were led to believe. But here's one tactical flashlight that lives up to its promises. I'm talking about the Farpoint Tactical Pro. It has a blinding 4,000 true lumens of LED light that illuminate any person or object at a distance of not one, but 4 football fields. But finding a genuine Farpoint Tactical Pro isn't easy. A lot of Chinese companies are knocking these things off just to fool you and turn an easy profit. That's not unusual today. You must buy directly from the manufacturer to know you're getting the real thing. Good news. Our partner, Pulse TV, has this flashlight, and I just got permission to give it to you at a deep one-time discount today. But you got to hurry. Inventory is very limited. These are going to sell out fast. To get the exclusive offer, just visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED to place your order today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. You are, in fact, in the GunBroker.com studios with me today on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, and you see that big X behind me. That's because everything is now being presented to you by X Insurance. We'll talk about that briefly coming up, and we'll talk about it with Andy Hoosier as well, too. I know he's a big fan. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, welcome back inside. I want to explore your comment there a little bit, because we talk about it, and I've called them, and you've called them. We've all called them. I think every talk host during the day is calling them what they are, and that is a bunch of Marxist, socialist losers. Now, they run with the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party has not, and that I can see anyway, I believe the Democrat Party is just giving them the rope and letting them, you know, I just run with it, because they're not stopping anything. They're complicit in this, or complicit in this with their silence from the top of the party on down, from Pelosi, Schumer on down. These are Marxists, formerly known as Democrats. And you mentioned something fascinating. They don't believe in property rights. They don't. So why shouldn't they be allowed to go anywhere they want? And why wouldn't the woman at the end of her driveway or the rednecks with guns understand that? Because they were saying, Andy, we're peaceful. We're peaceful. We're dressed in black, just like the people you see on TV throwing things and starting fires and throwing water bottles and Molotov cocktails. But we're peaceful. And I'm on video. I'm holding up a camera that shows you with a gun. And I'm peaceful. I'm yelling, I'm peaceful. This is going to go viral. Talk to me, dude. We're in a bad place when this is happening.
Well, it is. And that's why the Democrats haven't stopped anything. You got to remember, these protests aren't about rights. It's not about what happened to George Floyd. It's not about any of that stuff any longer. It originally was, but then the anarchists and the radicals took hold of it. And that's why the Democrats aren't stopping it, because at the end of the day, they want that totalitarian mindset. And you can't have that when people have privacy, when they have personal rights, and when they have private property, which is why, again, like we said, the private property doesn't matter, because to them, there is no such thing as private property. I should be able to walk onto your lawn. I should be able to go into your community. I should be able to have my voice heard where you don't want it heard and infringe upon that, because there's no right for you to actually keep me away and keep it blocked off. And the Democrats want that. And look at what happens when they burn down buildings, when they destroy business, when they vandalize property, when they do all of this, what ends up happening? People's lives are destroyed, and they end up having to go to the government for assistance and to get back on their feet, creating more of that dependency. At the end of the day, depending on how deep you want to get into the layers of the onion with these types of protests, it's exactly what they want, because it's destroying society and it's creating more centralized government power with people saying, do something. There's a disaster. There's an emergency. There's something going on. We need to do something. And all of a sudden, the government will be there to step in and be able to do that something and to be able to take away your rights, take away that private property, take away everything, because they're there to do something to make it all go away.
Meanwhile, millions of Americans are, in fact, Andy, doing something by buying a firearm, because they see and are not comfortable with these peaceful protesters on private property trespassing in violation of the law, where they're not supposed to be and where they're not wanted. OK, their message is not wanted everywhere. It's that simple. The Black Lives Matter movement is at odds with the way I'm teaching my children to live my life. And I'm talking about the Marxist, family-hating, radical Black Lives Matter movement. Not black lives, but Black Lives Matter radical movement. Okay? That we've seen from the top down has been founded by a pair of Marxists who hate the American family and want to destroy this country and what it stands for. I don't want that on my front lawn. I don't want somebody screaming that in my face. And if you're not supposed to be here, get out. So doesn't get off my lawn. Now, what does that make me? Does that make me a racist? Because I don't want somebody where they're not supposed to be in violation of the law screaming at me on my private property. Does that make me a racist, Andy? I guess in today's day and age, it does.
Well, according to the progressives, yes, because if you don't buy into the mindset, if you don't join them in their rally, remember, the anti-fascists right now, the Antifa that are fighting fascism, are either you agree with us with what we're doing, or you are the enemy and we will, you know, come after you and we will expose you for who you are. So Yes, in their mindset, if you don't jump in, wear the black, and go out there and burn somebody's house down too, or stand there and peacefully protest, quote unquote, then you're part of the problem, and you're probably a racist bigot.
Agree with me or the hell with you. That's what I just heard you say. You and I have said that, used that phrase on this program for many years. We've talked about the leftist mindset, the Democrat mindset, being of the okay for me, not for thee. Nancy Pelosi can have all the guns and money she wants, but you get a government stipend. And she's actually, they're debating this right now in the halls of Congress as we sit here on Tuesday, August 4th, today, right now, 26 minutes after the hour in the afternoon here, 4 o'clock Eastern live, 3:26 where Andy is. 4:26 where I am, and it might even be 1:26 where you are. But they're debating this right now today. Pelosi wants to throw $600 free stipend at you, which in many cases, Andy, I know I'm going to go down a little different rabbit hole here, but we'll tie it all back together. It's easy to do. Which, by the way, is more money than a lot of the people who are out of work were making at the time. Yet the government is trying to create dependency. This is how socialism works. Now, you see, we got to go here, Andy. Is this coincidental that we're all being locked down, that we're being called radical for going on with our lives, that we're being arrested for opening our gyms, that we have mask police shaming us, that we have this bizarre disease, that we're all racists now, that there's rioting in streets in Democrat-controlled cities across the board, that gun ownership is rising like crazy, and the Democrats are working triple time to oust Trump? There was a CNN reporter, I don't know, she hosts a show or something goofy over there, saying that she couldn't wait to watch Trump be tossed out of the White House by the U.S. military, literally dragged out of the White House. Is all of this a coincidence, Andy? You know, when those coincidences start lining up, it's easy to put the tinfoil hat on, isn't it, brother?
It is, yeah, and we're going to have to go into the next segment on that one because, I mean, there's so much to talk about. Imagine that. They've already set the scenario that we need to have all mail-in ballots because the virus is that bad. We can't actually vote in person and then skew it. And then if he loses, that he's automatically going to try and stay in office. We're going to have to force him out military-wise because he is the coup that we need to overthrow. That's the mindset Democrats, the mainstream media, and the crazy left-wing progressives are advocating for right now, which is probably one of the most dangerous narratives I think I've ever heard.
Okay, we are going to go into that when we come back. We will go down that rabbit hole because you do need to hear it and we do need to talk about it. And I want to make a point that the only people who refuse to accept election outcomes are Democrats. Think Stacey Abrams. She's the fun one to pick on every single day of the week. Stacey, the memes, the little stories about her around here in Georgia, you know, there's rumors that Kemp has to come in and kick her out of his office every morning. Go on, Stacey. Get out. Okay. She believes she won the election. To this day, she believes she won the election, even though she lost by tens and tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of votes. But she should be your next vice president because she's the governor of Georgia. Upside Down World, back with Andy Hoosier right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the founding fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone. All of it being brought to you by, you see that behind me, X Insurance, presented by X Insurance, I should say. An amazing company. Make sure to check out GunBroker.com. GunBroker.com. Before I go any farther, let me just say I'm looking at some of these comments that are coming in about today's show, and I see somebody says, I think it was Vern, says, take that $600, the Pelosi free socialist money. Take the $600 and buy more guns and ammo. And right below that, Derek says, that would be awesome, but there's hardly any out there and nothing is on this planet for pricing right now if they're available. They're available at GunBroker.com. GunBroker.com is moving millions of rounds of ammunition, and the gun that you want is there. The prices are going up. There's no question about that. This is capitalism. It's the law of supply and demand. But the gun that you're looking for is at GunBroker.com. Their numbers over there, their signups are off the hook. Remember, it's free. It is 100% free. GunBroker.com. Sign up, put your email address in there, and that's it. Nobody harasses you for money. It's not a direct response thing. People just bam, bam, bam. You're not having unsubscribed from anything. Go look for what you want. If you want to put a gun up for sale, buy a new gun, do it. If you find something there that you like, I'm going to advise you right now, buy it. Because it might not be there tomorrow. If it is, it's going to be a little bit higher priced. Okay. Should have taken my advice. Should have, could have, would. I'm not going to do that to you, right? It's kind of like the stock market. Don't kick yourself for not buying it 10 years ago. Buy it now and move on. It's pretty much that simple. Car Arms. Check all their stuff out. My CM got a workout the other day, too. Every 2 weeks it does. So, all right, let's go back now. Oh, X Insurance, by the way, I'll talk about that with Andy in the next segment. Andy Hoosier, Voice of Reason, welcome back in. Let's go down that path. Let's talk a little bit about it. I want you to go ahead and carry on with the conversation a little bit. I don't mind going down that rabbit hole with you today, Andy. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's really important, and you kind of laid out the groundwork for it. So we have protests going on right now that absolutely hate capitalism, that are trying to fundamentally change the United States of America. You remember where that kind of term came from.
Okay, now let me stop you there. Let's walk through this. It's important. Because what you just heard Andy say was what Barack Obama said, I believe it was at his inauguration, when he talked about fundamentally changing this nation. Now, we have the benefit of hindsight now, Andy, to look behind us, back and see that big X, that's cool, or see your picture up here behind me on the other side. But we have the benefit of hindsight to think back now and see that road that we've gone down. And the farther we get out from it, the clearer that high-definition vision becomes. And there has been, or we know that the seeds of fundamental transformation were, in fact, planted by Barack Obama. Now, I guarantee you, Barack Obama would love to take credit for all of this damage occurring in this country today, because to him, he spoke about it at John Lewis's service in Atlanta, Georgia, just a week ago, didn't he?
He planted the seed. He created the Black Lives Matter movement way back when. He encouraged it. He had Black Lives Matter meeting at his conference. And look, this isn't, you know, conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat kind of stuff to where, you know, we're talking about the overthrowing of a nation here. This is blatant right in front of us, facts that we need to analyze and be able to prepare for one way or another. We have these radical protesters wanting to fundamentally change the nation. We've had 4 years of Democrats completely discrediting a President Donald Trump administration because he was elected by an outside force with Russia, with the collusion that happened with the Ukraine, with so on and so forth. They discredited him to where most Democrats do not believe that he is the legitimate president of the United States, that Hillary Clinton should be president and that he overthrew it. Now you have elected officials, Democrat leaders, saying that Donald Trump is going to refuse to leave the office right now, and they've set themselves up into a perfect situation. We have a virus right now to where they're going to make everybody scared to go to the polling booths, which I want to talk about in a second because we just had our primaries here in Kansas today. But they're going to create it to where, say, we can't go to the polling booths. We have to do it by mail. We talk about voter fraud by mail, and they discredit it because we've never been allowed to do any research. You know better than anybody else being in Georgia, the whole, oh, we forgot there's a whole bunch of mail-in ballots in the trunk of my car for Stacey Abrams. We better pull those out and do some counts there. So they've had it the best of both worlds. If Donald Trump loses, then it's because everybody spoke up, we rose up, and that he was the unpopular guy, and we corrected our error, and we can forcefully put him out of office. If he wins, then they get to again discredit it, and it's been discredited, and now we have people that are already riled up, already protesting, already believe that he's not a legitimate president, to cause complete anarchy and probably start something very dangerous in this nation if he gets reelected, because they will again completely think it's discredited and some type of conspiracy that he ended up getting back into office for another four years.
Yeah, well, don't expect it to be peaceful around November.
Exactly.
I think that wherever you live, I think is going to make a difference. If you happen to live in a city that is on fire right now and has seen trouble, expect more trouble. I mean, this is just called preparation, avoidance, and awareness. You've got to be prepared for this stuff when it happens. Now, let me make two points, because this is, in fact, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. The reason the reason the Democrats are able to get away with this and create this narrative that Andy just expertly and articulately laid out for you is because the media is allowing them to do it. The media is driving that narrative. And not only are they driving it, they're pushing it. They're part of the agenda. They're part and parcel to what the Democrat Party is doing. They are part of the problem. They are the propaganda wing, and they are, in fact, pushing. Would you disagree with me on that in any way, shape, or form, Andy?
No, I completely agree.
All right. And secondly, what does this all have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns. Why? because everything we're talking about right now, about what's happening, is why millions of Americans are buying more guns. Millions of guns. For the very thing we're talking about right now. Because of the agenda, because what's being shoved down our throat, because of the narrative, it's got people on edge. Millions of Americans are scared to death at what they're seeing. And what they're seeing is not necessarily a fundamental transformation of America yet. They're seeing and watching the fundamental transformation of the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is nothing what it was not even 5 years ago, Andy, not even what it was when Obama was in office, when he was planting the little Johnny Apple seeds that Hillary Clinton was supposed to continue to water. And all of a sudden, Donald Trump came in and shut off the spigot. Take that and tell me what you think about what you just heard from me.
Well, I completely agree. And let's take it a step further. Now that the seed's been planted and we have an uprising of people who feel it's okay to openly shun the United States, openly shun the Constitution, call anybody they disagree with racist, let's take it to the next step. Now, at the same time, when we have potential violent protesters, I mean, you already saw the violent protesters during Donald Trump's first inauguration because they went through Washington, D.C. and smashed into Starbucks. We made fun of all the little people that were crying out in the middle of the street and screaming and so on and so forth. They're going to turn even more violent if he wins a second term. And guess what? Now we have cities going around defunding police to not even be able to do anything. You want to talk about why people are arming up and concerned about what's going on? We have a society right now where we're allowing the agitators to become violent protesters and violent rioters. We have law enforcement that's having their hands tied to where they can't do anything about it. And we have individuals that do not respect private property in any way, shape, or form, which means that they're going to be coming onto your territory as soon as something happens that they don't like, which could include a Republican majority in Congress and a Republican presidency going into 2021.
Yeah, and you know, when Andy just said they could be coming into your territory, that just pretty much circles us right back to where we started this conversation with asking you to play theater of the mind with us and picture that scenario that I just described for you as they were coming onto your territory. In this particular case, that being, I should say, metaphorically speaking, your territory, but the individual private road representative of all of us. This represents their encroachment. The left's encroachment. That's what the Democrats are doing. Cloaking themselves in that black garment is metaphorical. That is indicative of what the Democrats are doing with all the narratives, everything that we're talking about here. That's all part and parcel of what they're doing. Now they're trying to encroach onto your private property because, well, you know what? We have a right to say what we're saying because we're righteous and you're a racist. We'll be right back.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too. Free, of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed, Mister. That's my mug right there, and I just killed that Defender Coffee that I had at the start of the program today. DefenderCoffee.com. DefenderCoffee.com. Use the promo code AAR. You get 15% off everything on the site. Derek is a great guy. And in about 8 weeks, I'll explain exactly why he's a great guy for a lot of different reasons, but he's doing some work for me behind the scenes, and I'll expose it all to you in hopefully about 4 weeks. In the meantime, DefenderCoffee.com, use the promo code AAR, get 15% off. But you can't get 15% off if you're in the coffee club like I am. I just got three more bags that showed up at the house yesterday. I get the free shipping, so it won't apply. Rest of our sponsors, quickly, Leadslinger's Whiskey, Pulse TV, the Germ Kit is coming out, and I have a hilarious commercial coming out. You ever see the commercial? I know you have. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. You've seen the medical commercials that pop out, and at the end, you got this fast talking, right?
That's right, yes.
I recorded one for Pulse. I crammed 60 seconds of content into 40 seconds and crammed 30 seconds and sped it up. It's an absolute riot, and we're going to go ahead and start running it. We got permission. We're going to go ahead and run it. So enjoy that. PulseTV.com in the meantime, /ARMED, PulseTV.com/armed. The Germ Kit will be up there soon. Take advantage of all the great products that they have there. MyPillow.com. You guys slacked off a little bit on MyPillow. We got to get back to helping Mike Lindell. Mike is a great guy, and he's in Minneapolis in a tough place up there that saw a lot of bad things happen. And Mike Lindell is employing hundreds of people in the United States, and the left hates his guts. They can't stand him. Wow, he's creating American jobs, and he's a Christian? They don't like that. promo code over there to help Mike Lindell is AAR. AAR. My kids just got the two pillow toppers for the queen beds, by the way. They love them. Car Arms, of course, this is the GunBroker.com studios. Second Amendment Foundation, my gosh, join us, won't you please, in the Citizens Committee at SAF.org. North American Arms, we're going to bring Sadie back. I keep saying that, but we'll get with her and have her back in the next week or two, I promise you. And FrontSight.com, FrontSight.com/MARK. FrontSight.com/Mark. The course is free. Get the free certificate. You don't have to use it. There's no, it doesn't expire. There's no deadline to it. Just get it. You can use it when you want. And I'm telling you, Ignatius, this is the real deal. Okay? So, Andy, anybody I know who's been there has said the training is absolutely world-class. I haven't been. I've been invited many, many times. It's just kind of hard to do 6 days of radio and get out there. But we're working on it. We're working on it. And we're going to try to make it happen where we're going to try to do some live broadcasts from out there. So all you hear is a little bit of gunfire, the sounds of American freedom in the background. We are working on all of that. And, of course, all of this brought to you by X Insurance. Andy, before we go any further, and because we kind of tied up nicely, did we not, in the last segment
That's
about bringing this all back full circle? What do you think?
No, absolutely. That's the point. That's why all this stuff ties in together. It's so important that we stay focused and vigilant because all of these things are connected. And when they do X, Y, or Z, when they try and do these little protests, when they say these little comments, when, you know, prior candidates like Hillary Clinton say that we need to forcibly remove Trump, then Nancy Pelosi comes out. It's all tied together because little individual incidents like that with someone trying to come onto your private property to protest is the exact same thing. And that's their mindset. When they say Donald Trump won re-election, it's time for us to step up our game and forcibly remove him because he's not legitimately the president of the United States.
The Soros-funded leftist St. Louis prosecutor. Soros funded, $87,000 in Soros funds. Okay, she's one of those prosecutors that Soros is funding across the nation to revamp the American legal and justice system. This man is an enemy of your freedoms and your rights. Now, let me go back to, and I want to end the program today with something I was talking with Rob Pincus about with X Insurance today. I'll explain that in a few minutes. But let me go back to Andy, the Democrat platform now. With everything we just laid out for you, take a listen. This is their draft copy of the Democrat platform and what they want for your rights, your guns. Gun violence is a public health crisis in the United States. They could stop right there, but they don't. But Andy, by framing the death and destruction occurring in America, because the numbers that they use are coming from Democrat-run cities, are they not?
Of course.
They're claiming the death and destruction in the Democrat Party-run cities is a public health crisis in the United States. Nearly 40,000 people die annually from guns. Mind you, this is the draft of the platform. Devastating countless families, friends, and communities. Addressing the gun violence crisis requires supporting evidence-based programs that prevent gun deaths from occurring in the first place, including by making mental health care more accessible, funding interventions to reduce homicides and gun violence in neighborhoods, and strengthening protections against domestic violence. Democrats will also ensure the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, right down the street from me, by the way, have sufficient resources to study gun violence as a public health crisis. That means so that they can use the CDC to fund their study to get the results they want so they can use it as an underlying tool to come after your guns. But I'm crazy. I'm the crazy gun nut. Until you hear a politician say, hell yes, we're going to take your guns away. I continue. Words mean things. Andy, listen to this carefully. Democrats will enact universal background checks and online sales of guns and ammunition. Close dangerous loopholes that currently allow stalkers and some individuals convicted of assault or battery to buy and possess firearms. And adequately fund the federal background check system. We will close the Charleston loophole and prevent individuals who have been convicted of hate crimes from possessing firearms. You know, most of those are felonies, so most of them already are, but I digress. Democrats will ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. We will incentivize states. That means we will pay states. Or take money from states that don't play by our rules to enact licensing requirements for owning firearms and red flag laws that allow courts to temporarily remove guns from the possession of those who are a danger to themselves or others. We will pass legislation requiring that guns be safely stored in homes. That means broken apart and taken down so that when I tell you a story about Wesley Chapel, Florida, that we talked about yesterday, it ends entirely differently, where the three people who broke in slaughter the man who owns the home that was playing the video games. Because if he's a law-abiding citizen, his guns are taken apart. That's what Democrats have in store for you. It's right here in their draft. Not the Gun Nut radio host making this up. And Democrats believe that gun companies should be held responsible for their products just like any other business and will prioritize repealing the law that shields gun manufacturers from civil liability. What I just laid out for you is a complete dismantling of the Second Amendment. And then, if none of that works, we're going to bankrupt the gun companies by suing them out of existence. Andy, I'm sorry that I went a little bit over, and I hear that music coming at me right now, brother. But I want to thank you for being here. As always, I'll be back tomorrow on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, presented to you by X Insurance. We'll talk about X. We got lots of time to do it. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Thank you, brother. Here's the deal. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio. Thanks, Andy, for being here.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.